perhaps one way of looking at this is a response to what I see as the racialization of the very Muslim body. So the idea that there is a Muslim body, that perhaps some people who practice a particular kind of Islam are responding to this ambient idea of I'm Muslim whether I want to be or not, and that is how I will be identified. And so if I am, then perhaps this should be where I invest my devotion, my energy, my piety. That might be one potential explanation for some people. For others, I might want to say that it's the same as we see a rising increase of religiosity in young people in France across the board. I see the same thing in some Jewish communities. And perhaps if we're interested in looking at what's going on right now with the Catholic Church in the response to the gay marriage law, we see a very, very similar resurgence of intense religiosity among young people. A lot of the people at these demonstrations are very young. So I'm not sure that it's an exclusively Muslim phenomenon.
We posted up on our Facebook page that you were coming into the studio, into our Paris studios today, and we have a question here from Alberto Fraser Kims, who says, France has done much in accommodating immigrants from Africa, especially in Marseille, Crete, and the Paris suburbs. It's not so much a question as a statement. How would you react to that?
I think that yes and no. I mean, it depends on what one means by accommodations. I mean, one thing that it's really important to think about when we consider what France or Britain or anyone, any state has done for Muslims is that Muslim is a category that encompasses. So I think this questioner used the word Africans.
Yes.
And so that I'm not sure what he means by that necessarily. Is he conflating African and Muslim, which are not necessarily identical, obviously? And what kinds of accommodation is he talking about? So in terms of Islam, I'll stick to that. I know that there are some mayors and local officials who are happy to try to come to understandings with different representatives of Muslim communities who want to build a mosque or to open a community center, which may or may not have a religious component. And there are others who are not happy to do that. And so it depends on, I think, on individual locales. In Marseille, for example, the big mosque project that was supposed to be done, that actually, you know, you can see plans for from the 1940s in the French archives, is still not completed. So I think that there are some ways in which immigrants, whether they be African, whether they be Muslim or not, have been accommodated in different ways in the last 40 years in France, and other ways in which they haven't necessarily.